And it is now 4 minutes past 10 o'clock. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Jukes. Been in the blues for you here on Sunday nights for the last 34 years. Thanks for being there for at least a part of that ride. I just heard from, actually I've heard a couple of times tonight from Skylight Steve. He and Whitney are out on the deck in Twain Hart, California, and jamming to the blues. Speaking of jamming, I just heard from John in Rockford, Illinois. Said he was jamming to Larry McRae while waiting for his daughter to finish her shift as a lifeguard. Good daddy. Thank you, John. Thanks for letting me know you're listening online. I also heard from another listener online. He said, his name is Matt. He's from Bakersfield, California, and he said he picked up the show on his iPhone and routed it through Bluetooth through the car stereo. Great way to listen to the show. And I also heard from Heath. He and his father, Marty, are listening from Flushing. And Heath, I guess, is returning to his home in Peoria, Arizona. And I suspect Heath will be listening online from there. They're out grilling steaks, and they'll top it off with a nice cigar and a hot fire. And I appreciate them letting me know they're listening from Flushing, Michigan. Councilman Joe checked in. He heard me mention Knuckleheads as a place where Samantha Fish used to go to develop her chops and get inspiration. Well, he's been there because he's got family in Kansas City. And he also said, you know, Stacy Joe's Farm Fest is coming up this weekend and Mad Cat will be there, one of the great blues harp players out there. And Farm Fest is near Joburg in northern Lower Michigan. And I heard from Gary up in the Old Mission Peninsula, said he's getting started on some work remotely for tomorrow. Cheers from up north. Thank you so much for dropping me a line and let me know you are listening. This is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. Well, let's turn to two more bands that will be at the upcoming Freeland Blues Fest. I don't have a website for the Freeland Blues Fest, but if you Google it, I'm sure you can find out information about the Freeland Blues Fest. Freeland is spelled F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D. And let's turn to Wayne Baker Brooks for a pair of tunes. His brother is Ronnie Baker Brooks, and their father, the late Lonnie Brooks, who got his career started as a rock and roll artist in the 1950s down in his home state of Louisiana, down near the Texas border, and later moved up to Chicago, had at least two sons, and two of them became blues artists, blues guitarists. Here's Wayne Baker Brooks on guitar and vocals on a tune titled Ain't That Lovin' You, and he'll be at the Freeland Blues Fest.
Ain't that love in you? Ain't that love in you? Ain't that love? Now that is true. else is watching you, but you're sitting around like you ain't got nothing to do. It don't work like that.
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 It don't work like that. You got to find you something that will work like this, baby. From your job, you know you're doing wrong, still living with your mom. It don't work like that.
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 It don't work like that. You got to find you something that will. If your woman think you are a man of her dreams, you can't tell her sister she's the finest thing you ever seen.
It don't work like that.
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 You got to find you something that will. How about if I do this?
That was Wayne Baker Brooks from his CD titled Mystery, and we just heard him on a tune titled It Don't Work Like That. And he'll be at the Freeland, Michigan Blues Festival Saturday, August 24th. Got one more band that will be at the Freeland Blues Fest. It's a one-day festival. Gates open at 3 p.m., and we're going to turn to a youngster. He's about 18 years of age. He's from Michigan. His name is Jake Kershaw. I have seen him a couple of times at the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival. And he's got a CD titled Peace of My Mind. It's on the Third Coast label. This came out in 2017 when he was 16. So he's 18 now, or about to turn 18. So let's hear him on the guitar and vocals on a couple of tunes. And we'll open up with a song that I think B.B. King used to do. Never Make Your Move Too Soon.
Number 4. You don't need no golden ring. When you came down to my rescue, heaven must be watching over me. When the shadows falling, tear turns into night, I hear my angel calling I can't wait to see the light. Angel of mercy, you don't need no golden ring. Cause the way you came down to my rescue, heaven must be watching over me. Sometimes I get a feeling like a fever coming over me, yeah. Just one touch of my angel's hand and I run back on my feet. Angel of mercy, you don't need no golden wing. Cause the way you came down to my rescue, heaven must be watching over me.
Get the angel of mercy, yeah. 'Cause the way you
18-year-old Jake Kershaw, who will be on the bill. In fact, he's opening the show at the Freeland, Michigan Blues Festival on Saturday, August 24th. That was Angel of Mercy, which I think is a song that Albert King did back in the 1960s. Jake did a powerful version of it, and we opened up with Never Make Your Move Too Soon. Well, that completed the lineup for the Freeland Blues Festival, and I want to let you know that in the coming weeks, I'm going to be previewing the Marquette Area Blues Fest, which takes place up on the shores of Lake Superior in Marquette, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula. And I'll also be another festival on the water, this time Lake Huron, Blues by the Bay over in East Tawas. I want to be spinning some recordings by the artists at those two Michigan Blues Festivals, probably a couple of weeks from tonight. Well, I heard from Lynn, who I think lives in St. Louis, Michigan, and she said she was at the first Ann Arbor Blues Festival 50 years ago, back in 1969. She doesn't remember much about it, she says, for obvious reasons. Little Brother Montgomery was there, and Sippy Wallace, I think. She also enjoyed hearing Randy Newman with Dr. John earlier in the show. She said she saw Randy in Chicago in the olden days. Thanks for dropping me a line, Lynn. Thanks for keeping in touch. I also heard from Mark up in Alpena. Said he's enjoying the sampling of the Ann Arbor Blues Festival lineup. And I also heard from Richard up in Alpena, who sent me a very, very, very cool photo of him wearing his Jukedoink t-shirt a few days ago in Bergen, Norway. He's up on a hillside overlooking the city and the harbor. It is a very cool shirt. Whoever shoots these photos for you, Richard, knows how to shoot a good photo, how to compose. It's a beautiful day, white puffy clouds, blue sky, and the water and the town of the city of Bergen. It looks really cool. Thank you so much for sending me that, packing your t-shirt. I also heard from Robert and Susan in Portland, Michigan. They said they were frying up a big pan of fresh dug redskin potatoes while enjoying the show tonight. Speaking of cooking, he says Larry McRae, he sure can play. Samantha Fish can really dish. And Wayne Baker Brooks really cooks. Thank you for dropping me a line to let me know you're listening. Well, I mentioned to you earlier that there are quite a few women leading bands on the bill at the Ann Arbor Blues Festival the weekend of Friday through Sunday, August 16th, 17th, and 18th. And I'm going to play four in a row, all female artists. We're going to open up with an artist who I met at the Ann Arbor Blues Fest last August. She's from Australia. Her name is Kara Granger. It's spelled K-A-R-A, but it's pronounced Kara. And here she is on her CD titled Living With Your Ghost. And then we'll segue into something from Mindy Hebert and a couple of other women. But here's Kara on a tune titled Man With Soul.
His eyes are deep and dark like the sea. How they shine like gold. Don't need to tell what to do. Don't need to ask, cause he already knows. He's a man who takes me as I am.
Mindy Hebert and the Bone Shakers from their new CD titled No Good Deed. She was on vocals and tenor sax, and that was a tune titled Mess I'm In. Prior to that, we heard Kara Granger on a tune titled Man with Soul. When I posted a photo of all these artists that are appearing at the Ann Arbor Blues Fest, I posted it on my Facebook page, and Lindsay Beaver, the drummer and singer with an Alligator CD that came out last year, she lives in Halifax, Nova Scotia. She saw it in Nova Scotia and says, "Hey Robert, can you tag me on that one so her friends and fans can check it out?" She'll be at the Ann Arbor Blues Fest, and let's turn to a track from her. Her CD on Alligator is called Tough as Love. She's a drummer and singer. And here she is on What a Fool You've Been.
What a fool you've been.
On the sax and vocals, that was Vanessa Collier from her CD titled Honey Up on the Phoenix Fire record label, and that was a tune titled Don't Nobody Got Time to Waste, and she'll be at the Ann Arbor Blues Festival coming up the weekend of Friday through Sunday, August 16, 17, and 18. Here's the website for further information, a2bluesfestival.com. That's it, a2bluesfestival.com for further information. Got time for one more tune from the lineup of the Ann Arbor Blues Festival. This band is from Milwaukee. Peggy and I just saw them down at WLAV's free Wednesday night concerts a few weeks ago. They're called the Altered Five Blues Band. They are out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And let's turn to something from their Charmed and Dangerous CD and listen to a song about the location where the legendary Robert Johnson was poisoned in a juke joint at Three Forks, Mississippi back in 1938. This is a song dedicated to that.
Take me to Three Forks, 1938. Take me to Three Forks, 1938. Roll me back in time in Mississippi State. Gonna warn everybody, tell them all what I know. Gonna warn everybody, tell them all what I know. Watch out, Mr. Johnson, Lord have mercy on your soul.
And that was the Altered Five Blues Band singing Three Forks. They will be at the Ann Arbor Blues Festival. Time to spin two more songs by Mac Rabinack, Dr. John. Let's go back to 1973. Cold, cold, cold.
Moscow's in store for baby. I got both too. Baby, don't go yet. It's only 11:45.
Well, that's Little Walter telling me it's time to close the doors of the Juke Chomp, but leave your radio set right where it is because Mike Johnson is in next with Destination Out. I just heard from Ray, listening online from Madison, Wisconsin, and he was wondering if I was going to feature the lineup for the Marquette, Michigan Blues Festival, and I will, probably in a couple of weeks. Had a great time sharing the lineup with the Freeland Blues Fest and the Ann Arbor Blues Fest tonight. I hope you had a good time listening. I'll be back in this spot with another 3 hours of the blues next Sunday night. And until then, this is Robert Barclay, and I'll see you on the flip side.